where were you last night?
Well, we were at the concert. We were we're normally towards the front. The last two nights we've been at the front, the very front of the concert. But this time, you know, we were sick of everybody, kind of all the crowd and being pushed on and all the drunks. And so we decided to hang out in the back where we could actually breathe and be a little cooler and enjoy the show. You know, I just can't believe, you know, how lucky we are and blessed. And I feel so bad for everyone else that got caught up in this and you know, the families that lost their loved ones. And but we, you know, we're thankful to be alive. We're thankful we ran out of there as quick as we could. I grabbed my sister's hand and said, let's go, you know, and we just started running. And I lost my flip-flop and just gobs and gobs of people. And they opened up the barricades that were closed so everybody could just go and get out.
What did you hear? So what was going on at the concert, and what did you hear?
Okay, we were standing, you know, at the concert, and there's actually two police officers standing to the right of us, and we all heard everything at the same time. It was to the right of us. We could tell it was coming from, you know, Mandalay Bay's to the right of us, and we didn't know where it was coming from. If it was, you know, somebody on the street, somebody in a hotel, we couldn't tell that. All we knew was loud, and it was constant. And so we were like, first, like, we thought it was part of the show. Maybe, like they said, the pyrotechnics or sort of firecrackers or something, but you know, even the cops were like looking up and like started walking slowly towards the gunfire, or towards the sound anyway. And we're like, everybody started getting down and screaming. You saw people start to run. And I'm like, let's go. I grabbed my sister's hand and we ran as fast as we could out of there. And first we were behind a vendor's trailer, and then we moved over. When we were on the sidewalk, I felt like a sitting duck, you know? So we went behind a cement wall. We hunkered down there for a little while. And then the cop ran up to us and said, you guys got to get out of here. Go. So then we ran around this other concrete wall by a gas station, and there was like maybe a foot or two wide, and it had like a bunch of broken up cement blocks, and we just laid down in that until we thought it was safe to get up and move. I had a concrete boulder in front of my head, you know, thinking I was going to get hit in the head, but it was just constant gunfire, and it was loud. It seemed like it was getting louder and louder, and like it was getting closer and closer. But anyway, we finally got up and decided to make a run for it. And everybody else is waiting for the cars to stop because the cars don't know what's going on. You know, the cars on the strip, they didn't know what's going on. All you see are all these people running. They're probably just thinking that, you know, those concert was released and we're just being crazy people. But, it was chaos.
I've seen the video, which you may or may not have seen, but there's a video that captured the gunfire, and you said it's constant from the video. That's terrifying. What did it sound like in real life?
Just like you're in a war zone. I mean, it was undescribable, just loud and constant, like it was belt fed, but you know, I don't think it was, but just definitely an assault rifle. And we thought we were gonna die. You just wanted to run and get out of there.
Especially,
and all the screaming and everybody running, it was just pandemonium. It was just scary.
Especially, you mentioned how in that kind of environment, I don't know how much familiarity you have with guns, but when you get into that kind of place, it's almost impossible to tell where the shooting's even coming from. What was that
exactly?
Like?
All we knew is it sounded like it was coming from our right, for sure. We knew it was from our right, and that was the direction of Mandalay Bay. And we were facing the stage, and like I said, he was like into his third or fourth song, and the lights in the show went out, and he, you know, was gone. And we're like, oh, something's up. You know, those aren't fireworks. And then when it was started just constant again. And, you know, I've heard gunfire before. I know what it sounds like, but to be where it's live like that and just constant, and obviously it was someone wanting to put some hurt on some people.
And so I can't even imagine, like, if you don't know specifically where it's coming from, where do you run? Like, how do you even make that decision where to go?
Exactly. Well, I just assumed, I guess, that it was probably at the front. You know, maybe I didn't know if the Jason Aldean was the target, or if the people all up front, you know, you don't know, but you're not going to just stand there either. So you had to make a decision. You're going to sit there or you're going to run. So it sounded like it was to the front and the right of me and my sister. So we just ran backwards. We ran back towards the hotel. And I'm glad we did, because a lot of people, I feel bad, they were locked out of their hotel rooms. You know, everything's on lockdown, so they were stranded. They, you know, they couldn't go anywhere.
Because I got to say, it seems like you're handling this remarkably well. Are you still in a state of shock? Like, I mean, you're being very articulate for someone who just survived a...
No, I've had some training. I do know how to stay calm. I was trying to calm other people down. But, you know, a lot of them were just like in one ear and out the other. They were just straight, you know, of course, they're just traumatized. And I understand that. But, you know, you still want to try and help them. But Yeah, the worst thing you could do is panic and lose, you know, your mind capabilities. You got to think, you got to react, you got to do what you got to do to get out of there.
How long did this all go on for?
Too long. It was at least, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. It was just, and it's not an exaggeration. It seemed like it was just ongoing. You think it was done, and then he'd start up again. And in between is when we try and get up and run when it was stopped, you know. And then to be on the sidewalk and hear the gunfire again is the most awful feeling in the world. So we hid behind a concrete wall. And then once it stopped again, the cop ran up to us and said, you guys got to go. You got to get out of here. Just go run. And so we're like, oh, okay. And like I said, I'm running with one shoe, one sandal. I had one flip flop on and one off. And, you know, you don't care. You just go.
And again, I apologize for asking a question like this in this way. But as far as entering the concert, fairly typical security there. I know the shooter was outside of the concert.
Security was awesome. There was a whole bunch of security. There's all kinds of security, event staff. They were great. They did their jobs. They did their jobs.
But it really seems like there's not. You mentioned the officers too, who deserve credit as well. But it seems like there's nothing. It really seems like there's nothing security wise that could have been done.
There's always going to be that one person that finds all the loopholes and knows exactly what to do. He had a, I don't know, the news said he had a companion that worked at the hotel and kind of knew the ins and outs. And that's basically what these, you know, crazy people do, is they sit back and look for loopholes and what they can get away with. And that's all it was. You know, I don't think there was any one person that you can blame this on or anything that could have been done to prevent this. Really, I mean, I think all in all, you know, the law enforcement here was amazing and did everything they could do to prevent it. I mean, I'm definitely not for me to say. I don't know.
Any message you would have, any family or anything you would like the opportunity to say?
Well, I love my family to death, and I'm going to hug them that much, you know, harder and closer. And I have a son in the military. I have a son in the military, and I think about him, you know. And I have another boy at home waiting for me to come home. And I just want all my family and friends to know that I love them very much. My sister feels the same way.